You're listening to the Americans for Truth Hour with your host, Peter LaBarbera. Each week, you'll hear compelling interviews with everyday heroes on the front lines of the culture war. People who put faith and truth above the lies of political correctness. Americans for Truth Hour will help you to stay informed and engaged on the side of life, marriage, and the God-ordained family. Please stand with us as we work to make America, in the words of President Ronald Reagan, a shining city on the hill. And once again, one nation under God. And now, here's Peter LaBarbera.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Peter LaBarbera with the Americans for Truth Hour, and we're excited to be doing part two of our interview with my good friend Matt Barber, who is the Director of Cultural Affairs at the Liberty Council and a bold culture warrior. In case you're listening to this for the first time, Americans for Truth is a single-issue organization devoted to opposing the powerful homosexual activist movement. We're on the other side of the ubiquitous advocates for so-called gay marriage, which, of course, is not really marriage. Marriage is between one man and one woman. We oppose homosexual adoption of children, which is now being touted as – if you listen to the homosexual activists, they do a better job of raising children than the normal nuclear family. We oppose promoting homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexuality to youth as a normal identity to children. And we're on the other side of all these issues. And I'm excited to announce that Americans for Truth will be holding its first Americans for Truth Academy this August, August 5th to 7th. We've just announced it. And Matt Barber is one of our speakers. And the purpose of the Academy is this will be an ongoing series of lectures over time, and the purpose is to ground young people in the truths about this issue, the truths about homosexuality, why homosexual behavior is always immoral, the facts about statistics regarding homosexuality, for example, rebutting the 10% myth, which even Bill O'Reilly on Fox News used the other day, the idea that 10% of society is gay. That is completely fallacious. It's more like 1% to 2%. For men, I believe, at the top, it would be 3%. And we'll also be educating people on what the homosexual activist agenda is all about. And so I'm proud to have Matt Barber as one of our speakers. Matt is the author of The Right Hook, From the Ring to the Culture War. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be on again, Pete.
Yeah, and part one of the interview is on our website, americansfortruth.com or .org or .net. Go to Americans for Truth. You can listen to part one of this interview and all our other radio interviews. Just click the button at the right. And you can also find out about the Americans for Truth Academy, and you can sign up online. We're asking people to make a $99 donation. That's the youth price for kids age 14 to 25. If you want to help a young person attend the Academy August 5th to 7th, and it's going to be in Carroll Stream, Illinois at our office, you can do that. And adults can attend for $199. And this is, Matt, this is going to be a three-day seminar, very rigorous, giving the truth about homosexuality and gay activism.
Yeah, boy, it's really exciting, Pete. And I see that the secular neo-Marxist left-wing press is already up in arms denouncing they're frothing at the mouth over the announcement of this Americans for Truth Academy, and which is not surprising because, you know, these are individuals that seek darkness. They hate the light. They hate the light of truth, and so they want to push their lies, their indoctrination on our children. And the Americans for Truth Academy, of course, we will get with these young people and educate them about truth, the truth on this issue of this homosexual activist juggernaut that we face here in our culture today, and the demonstrable pitfalls associated with both the lifestyle and the societal pitfalls associated with pro-homosexual activism. And I want to read real quick a verse about truth. I think that really gives context to this. You know, this is such a such a visceral reaction from the left, from pro-homosexual activists, and it's it's all very spiritual. We need to remember this. This is, you know, this culture war that we're engaged in is spiritual warfare. Let me read this verse, John 14, 16 and 17. It says, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And that's really what it's all about, Pete. We need to remember that the world, leftists, pro-homosexual activists and sexual relativists, they cannot receive the truth. They have scales over their eyes. So when you engage them in logical debate, when you present the facts, for instance, if you ask a homosexual activist, somebody from the Human Rights Campaign, you know, if you ask them why, you know, according to the CDC, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, why is it that men who engage in homosexual behavior are 60 times more likely than the general population to have HIV/AIDS, 800 times higher, more likely than first-time blood donors, 8,000 times more likely than repeat blood donors. If you ask them, why do homosexual men, why are they 5 to 6 times more likely to have hepatitis B? Why are 64% of all syphilis cases confined to 1 to 2% of the population, men who have sex with men? This is epidemic. This is all demonstrable, but the scales over their eyes will not let them see the reality of the destructive nature of the lifestyle that they are engaged in, and the spirit of homosexuality blinds them to the truth. Again, the world cannot receive the truth.
Matt, let me interject here. Let me read one of the reactions. This is by a homosexual activist named Joe Jervis, who's got a website called Joe My God. It's a blog. And Joe is a radical homosexual activist and an atheist. Now, here's the headline he gave. He responded very quickly to our announcement about the Americans for Truth Academy. Again, that's August 5th to 7th. Matt Barber's one of the speakers, Bob Knight. We have Linda Lori Higgins from Illinois Family Institute, Professor Rob Gagnon from the Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, who's the world's leading advocate or expert on the Bible and homosexuality. Well, here's Joe Jervis, radical homosexual activist, on his blog. Here, the post is titled, Porno Pete LaBarbera, I suppose that would be me, announces training academy for young haters. Now, Porno Pete, Matt, that goes back to a lie that a homosexual activist created to try to destroy me. The idea that I collect homosexual research and there's pornography there, and so I'm a purveyor of, a collector of homosexual porn. It's nothing but an ad hominem attack designed to hurt, which is, I thought, the exact thing that they complain about when it's directed at homosexuals.
Yeah, well, no, that's exactly it.
Isn't it interesting that they engage in the very same behavior? If somebody comes out and says you're a FAG, which we don't say, then they would properly say, well, you're just engaging in ad hominem attacks against people. And yet they turn around and they promote these slurs at both of us, in trying to destroy us and our cause.
Well, Pete, that goes back to the point I was making. The pro-homosexual activists, that's all they have is an ad hominem attack, because the weight of the evidence it comes crumbling down on their house of cards that they've built up, this notion that homosexual behavior is normal and natural and good and biologically correct and the equivalent of natural human sexuality. When confronted with the facts, all they have left is the ad hominem. So when you ask them those questions, why is it that demonstrably, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the FDA, and why is it that overwhelmingly homosexual men are at an astronomical risk to contract a destructive and often even deadly sexually transmitted disease, homophobe, hater, bigot?
Right.
You ask that question, so they conflate this opposition moral opposition to a demonstrably destructive lifestyle, to what Scripture and, you know, as I often say, every major world religion, thousands of years of history have rightly filed under sexual immorality, these behaviors. If you happen to adhere to traditional notions of sexual morality, and if you happen to point out the irrefutable destructive nature of this lifestyle, then all they have, they can't answer your questions. They can't respond with any.
Well, let me read the rest of it,
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
Here's Joe Jervis's first paragraph. Porno Pete LaBarbera has just announced the formation of the Americans for Truth Academy, which will train young people how to properly hate faggots. Now, that's him using the word, not us.
Right.
How to properly hate faggots and dykes and foster violent crime against them. For a mere $99 donation, you can buy a budding young bigot a scholarship in hate. Now, talk about that. We got 1 minute, Matt, to
break. Well, it's so absurd, you know, that it's – but it does – it just really underscores the whole point we're making here. It is so clearly absurd. And again, here they are conflating a pro-family perspective, conflating agreement with God and nature, natural law. Agreement with that is hate. And of course, we don't hate these individuals more than we hate anybody engaged in adultery or engaged in fornication, any other sexual sin or any sin. We're all sinners. We don't hate anybody. But and they know that. That's the point. They know that, but they can't win when arguing the merits.
So this is nothing but vilification, folks. And we knew this. In fact, Matt and I talked. We wanted to know how long it would be before they classified our academy as a hate academy. And it didn't take, I think it took a couple of hours. You're listening to the Americans for Truth Hour. We'll be back in a minute with our interview with Matt Barber. Well, hello, everybody. You're listening to the Americans for Truth Hour. My name is Peter LaBarbera. I'm the president of Americans for Truth about homosexuality. Our website is AFTA.org, AFTAH.org, or if you have a problem with that, AmericansForTruth.org, or if you can't remember that, try GayWrongs.com. I did that one just for the heck of it. But we are an organization that is devoted to opposing the powerful homosexual activist movement, and we're talking with Matt Barber. This is part two of a two-part interview. You can see, you'll be able to listen to the entire interview online at AmericansForTruth.com. And we are talking about the Americans for Truth Academy, which is a new project we've begun. It's going to be – we just launched it. It will be an ongoing educational project specifically devoted to educating young people, because young people have been brainwashed on the issue of homosexuality. But anybody can come. Young people will be charged $99, adults $199. But we're hoping to get scholarships for the young people. And if you make a donation to Americans for Truth of $99 – we have a special deal. We're going to offer one of two books to you, which will be free if you make that donation for a young person to attend the Americans for Truth Academy. And the details are on the website at AmericansForTruth.org. Matt, before I get back into this comment by this nasty homosexual activist, why do you think it is that young people are so brainwashed, it seems, really, even Christian youth on this issue?
Well, and that's a great point, and that's what I wanted to mention, that the Americans for Truth Academy, in large part, is to deprogram these kids who they have to be taught. That's why they're going after them at the preschool level, preschool, kindergarten, to their natural wiring. Kids know natural law is written on the heart of every man, woman, and child. They know, but naturally, that a man can't be married to a man, a woman can't be married to a man, that a kid can't have two daddies, can't have two mommies. They know this. So they have to program them. They have to indoctrinate them, brainwash them to believe that black is white and that up is down. So the Americans for Truth Academy is designed to deprogram these kids and these young people, and to help equip them to engage in this culture war and to stand firm on the truth of natural law, on God's truth, and on biological truth as it pertains to human sexuality.
And Matt, that's why we brought you in. And one of the reasons I really, and I've said this many, many times, I think what Matt Barber brings to the pro-family movement is a boldness, a non-apologetic you know, articulation of the issues. And it's so important, Matt, because, you know, I mean, especially the young people, everybody is so defensive. We're so defensive about being in the culture war. Meanwhile, the Joe Jervises of the world, the radical homosexual activists, the Jeremy Hoopers and other young homosexual activists, they're not defensive at all. And I think that's what you bring. In fact, you're going to be talking at the Americans for Truth Academy on a non-defensive, non-apologetic approach towards this issue. Talk about that.
Well, Pete, I just hold firm to Psalm 118:6. The Lord is with me. You know, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? You know, they can throw everything in their arsenal at me. We know that we have truth. We know that we have the Lord, and we need to speak truth in love, but unapologetically, fearlessly, and even, I mean, a lot of this stuff is just plain, it's humorous. It's so absurd.
But
so
Matt,
let's interject humor in my writing. And,
yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
And you do it very well, and I want to make sure all the listeners know about Matt's book, The Right Hook. You can get it from the ring to the culture war. Matt was a former professional boxer, which we talked about in the last segment, the first part of our interview. The website there is righthookbook.com. And if you really are a victim of, I guess what you could say, is this emasculated Christianity, this emasculated worldview, which is so defensive about standing for truth in the culture war, then you need to get Matt's book at therighthookbook.com. And this will help with you. I want to talk seriously about the spiritual forces at work. We know right here in Chicago, where Americans for Truth is based, we have Andy Marin, who is purported sort of he's got a role in the gay community. He's a Christian, but he wants to reach out. But Andy Marin has called for a moratorium on preaching against homosexuality in the pulpit. I mean, so. You know, the emasculinized Christianity is not only are there people saying, hey, don't get involved in the culture war. Now they're saying even in the pulpit, we need to not talk about the truth about homosexuality from a scriptural perspective.
Yeah. And can you imagine Christ doing that? You know, the Pharisees of the day didn't like hearing the truth that Christ was preaching. Can you imagine him saying, well, since people don't like hearing this, let's call a moratorium on it, because it runs counter to what the world, to what the Pharisees and what the Romans and what they want to hear. That's absurd. But, you know, the left.
This has affected the young people a great deal. They know, quote, gay people. They have friends, and they feel like, I think that a lot of them are just totally confused about this issue and how to approach it.
Well, and fundamentally, the way that you approach it is that you make it clear that we are not the old, you know, adage, love the sinner, hate the sin. It's become a bit cliche, but it is absolutely true. This is not about these individuals. We are to love these individuals. Again, we are no better than they are. We are all.
And Matt, we hate all sin. We are not just to hate the homosexual sin. We are to hate
exactly
sin in our
right.
own lives.
That's exactly right. But you know, the left is masterful. They adhere to these Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals.
Who is Saul Alinsky? Back up a little bit.
Well, Saul Alinsky wrote the book Rules for Radicals. He was a communist, you know, far leftist neo-Marxist. Actually, President Barack Obama, one of his role models, admittedly, he has studied the writings and under Saul Alinsky. But he has this book Rules for Radicals, which he dedicated to Lucifer. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But one of the rules, the rules for radicals, and Saul Alinsky was an early, you know, liberal activist, progressive, if you like, activist that set these rules. That basically talk about manipulating the masses through indoctrination, through propaganda campaigns, very disingenuous propaganda campaigns. But it's an ends justifies the means kind of mentality. One of the rules is to hold your opposition, hold your enemy, the enemy, to their own rules. Well, as Christians and as conservatives, you know, some of our rules are, well, you know, we speak truth. We weigh things like evidence, another one is to speak in love and to be polite and not engage in ad hominem attack and so forth. But so they try to hold us to those rules, and we should, but we overreact. I think so many Christians have this image of Christ as walking around as this pious, quiet, kind of mealy mouthed a guy that just would let people push him around, he gave the ultimate sacrifice. He sacrificed himself for all of us, including these people that we're talking about, homosexual activists, but Christ was, as I recall, he was walking around cracking a whip. He threw the money changers out of the temple. And I'm not saying we get violent, but I'm saying we be firm and speak truth unapologetically, as did Christ. We emulate Christ on this issue. We don't have to be mealy-mouthed. We don't have to try to be nice. Christ wasn't always nice. He called the Pharisees. He said they had tongues like they were a brood of vipers.
We're nicer than Jesus. And one thing that's not said is, yes, there is a judgment. It's not just homosexual behavior.
That's right.
There is a judgment for people who practice homosexuality their entire life. And if you leave that out of the equation, well, you're hamstrung, because that is the gospel. If you embrace sin and you advocate sin, you are not a faithful Christian, and you will not have eternal life with Christ.
The least compassionate thing you can do is to sugarcoat truth or just capitulate and say, okay, we'll go ahead and join in with you and celebrate this sin lifestyle, which is what homosexual activists demand that we do. And their demand that we celebrate, as I was pointing out these medical statistics, for instance, their demand that we celebrate this dangerous lifestyle is stronger than their support. The Human Rights Campaign, for instance, purports to fight the radical Washington-based, extremely well-funded homosexual activist group. They purport to fight for civil rights, for gay rights, for homosexual activists, but all they're doing is fostering the lies and putting their own constituents, the very people that they purport to defend and support, using them as pawns, placing them at risk, and helping to facilitate and continue and perpetuate a destructive, demonstrably destructive lifestyle. They are the haters, and much of it, I think, is involves self-loathing, the notion of misery loves company. They want death so desperately, as they shake their fist at God, as they rebel against God's natural design, and they know in their heart of hearts, they know that what they're doing is sin. So rather than being held accountable, they have to justify that sin. Woe to those who call evil good. They have to call good evil and evil good. And those of us who speak truth, and truth, the reaction you get from people when you speak truth, if you get a negative reaction, it's commensurate with how much it hurts to hear that truth. So that's why literally moments after you put on your website the announcement of this Americans for Truth Academy, I noticed you started getting Google alerts. I have Americans for Truth up for a Google alert. Literally, it lit up like a Christmas tree. They literally went berserk because the genuine hate in their hearts comes to the surface when you actually speak truth and announce that you're going to be deprogramming some of the people that they have had such tremendous success in programming.
And Matt, the young people do, unfortunately, often now equate opposition to homosexuality with hate. And that's what we're going to be talking about here some more with our guest, Matt Barber. Matt is the author of The Right Hook, From the Ring to the Culture War. He's also with Liberty Council, which is a fine Christian organization. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you sick and tired of homosexuality and gay marriage being celebrated by the liberal media and popular culture? Do you worry about the radical gay agenda being pushed on young children in schools? Are you worried that the gay movement will destroy America's religious freedoms? And are you offended that Christians are called bigots and homophobes just because they agree with God that homosexual behavior is wrong? Americans for Truth About Homosexuality is a single-issue group devoted to exposing and fighting the gay agenda. They are not about hate, but love for God's truth. They are Christians, so instead of celebrating homosexuality, they lift up the many ex-gays who have left it behind and now lead godly lives through Christ. But Americans for Truth needs your help. The gay lobby has lots of money, power, and media support, but it lacks truth. Please help keep this show on the air and educate America about the dangerous goals of this anti-Christian movement. Make your tax-deductible gift online today at AmericansForTruth.com. That's AmericansForTruth.com.
Well, hello, everybody. You're listening to the Americans for Truth Hour. My name is Peter LaBarbera. I'm president of Americans for Truth about homosexuality. Our website is AmericansForTruth.org. We're talking to Matt Barber, who is a leading culture warrior. Matt is on the staff of the Liberty Council. He's the director of cultural affairs with Liberty Council, and he's also associate dean at Liberty University School of Law. Matt has a terrific background, pretty unique. He was once a professional boxer. He actually would have had a shot at the title. He was a very, very successful boxer, but he got injured. And at that point, I think his wife said, "Hey, we don't want you to get seriously injured in the ring." So he's moved on. Matt was fired by a Fortune 100 company because he wrote an online article on his own time that was critical of homosexual behavior. So Matt is a victim of the gay activist movement, which he now exposes through his writings. And Matt will be one of the speakers at our Americans for Truth Academy, which is will be held in Carroll Stream, Illinois, at our headquarters, August 5th to 7th. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, first week of August. And we just have a stellar list of speakers here. We've got Bob Knight of Coral Ridge Ministries, Ryan Zorba, who's a young conservative activist, Young Conservatives of California. He's an expert on, he's writing a book called The Born Gay Hoax, which takes apart that myth. I've got Professor Robert Gagnon from the Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, the world's leading expert on the Bible and homosexuality. We've got Professor Rena Lindy Valdson, who's an associate of Matt over at Liberty University Law School. She'll be talking about the battle between religious freedom and the homosexual activist legal system, which is basically criminalizes Christianity as it pertains to this issue. We've got Matt Barber, Lori Higgins from Illinois Family Institute, who is just a wonderful writer, and Greg Quinlan, who is a former homosexual and now with Parents and Friends of Gays and Ex-Gays. Matt, people are going to learn a lot at this, whether they're adults or young people at this academy.
Yeah, boy, this is just a wonderful thing that you've got going here, Pete, for these young people. And let me just mention, too, you mentioned Liberty University School of Law and Rena Lindevaldsen, who teaches here. She's just a wonderful professor here at Liberty School of Law. And I also, in kind of keeping along the lines of what you're doing with the academy, I'm going to be teaching a class here at Liberty University School of Law in the fall titled Sexual Behavior and the Law. It's a law class here at the School of Law. I'm associate dean here at the law school. So I'm very really looking forward to doing that, too. You know, there are a number of classes at Georgetown and Princeton and Harvard and some of the more liberal, very liberal, I should say, institutions that teach so-called sexual orientation and the law. This is basically going to be that type of class, but from a Christian perspective and certainly a traditionalist perspective. So I'm really looking forward to kind of continuing this whole idea of deprogramming, but actually presenting the facts instead of just pure propaganda.
Right, and so important to focus on behavior because, you know, for example, homosexuals do not acquire diseases through orientation. They acquire them through behaviors. In fact, it's one reason why homosexual male behavior is more dangerous than female behavior. There's just more dangerous behaviors that they practice, which we can't really talk about here. But behavior is the issue. You can go into the behavior and you can leave the behavior, as many people like Greg Quinlan, one of our speakers, have done.
And that's the whole point of using, of inventing, rather than sexual preference, changing it. You know, it's all about language, semantics, changing it to sexual orientation, because that, of course, connotes immutability, that this is something you're born with, rather than what homosexuality is about, which is feelings, emotions, and behaviors. So, yeah.
Okay, so Matt, now let's go to this Joe Jervis. I just want to, one more time, have you address this. Again, this is a homosexual activist, an atheist. His website, JoeMyGod.com, is just one of the most, it truly is hateful engaging in all sorts of smears. In fact, in this article entitled Porno Pete LaBarbera Announces Training Academy for Young Haters, some of the comments are just, you know, it's just one of the things they're always doing, Matt, is they're saying that this whole line that if you oppose the homosexual activist movement, you must be sort of a, you know, a secret homosexual, which is kind of creepy in itself.
Isn't that hilarious? Yeah, they think the greatest insult they can possibly throw at you is to say that you are actually a homosexual because you agree with God about sexual morality, which I think says a lot about. Remember earlier I mentioned this kind of notion of self-loathing. If to them that is an insult, what does that say about the old lifestyle and behavior that they're engaged in? That they think that that's going to hurt you somehow and insult you. What does that say about how they feel about what they're engaged in? It's really a sad, strange, twisted phenomenon. But let me also say, Pete, I noticed, you know, I get these Google alerts for Americans for Truth and everything, and I've noticed that you apparently have a stalker, I guess. Young blogger, I guess, good like you or something like that.
I think you're talking about Jeremy Hooper, and the website is goodasyou.org.
And this right. is, let's explain. He's kind of like this Joe Jervis fellow.
Well, he's a young homosexual activist, and even he does not engage in the sort of the incredible nastiness of this Joe Jervis. But go ahead.
Well, I noticed that he actually had. I got a Google alert. He had a post up about something that you were getting ready to post on your website before you had even posted it. He was commenting on it before you even got it up. I'm just wondering when these people sleep, if they just kind of stalk you day and night. It's a little bit creepy.
It is creepy. And, you know, and I think what it comes down to, Matt, is, you know, they just can't stand that there is opposition. I think if you really want to boil down the homosexual activist movement to its core, it is approval. They are desperate that everybody approve them. And the really dangerous part now is they've advanced in our society to the point where they can now use government to force people to approve.
Well, and that's
dangerous.
Yeah, that's where the danger comes in. And we're seeing that more and more and more with the pushing, you know, into the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, for instance, that would force religious, you know, the Jewish, the Muslim, the Christian business owner to cast aside his sincerely held religious beliefs and adopt an entirely different worldview, a secular humanist, sexual relativist worldview. They couldn't consider sexual morality or any of the sincerely held religious beliefs in making hiring or firing decisions. And of course, nobody that I know advocates willy-nilly that people go around firing people who struggle with homosexual temptation. That's not the point at all.
Well, Matt, I mean, you are living proof. The people being fired are the advocates of traditional morality, and you are Exhibit A.
Well, we're
not going to say the company, but it was a Fortune 100 company right here in the Chicago area that fired you because you wrote an article against homosexuality. Now, imagine the reverse situation. A gay man writes an article in support of gay marriage, and he's working at a major corporation. He does it on his own time, and somebody reports this, and he gets fired. Would that, if that happened, the media outcry would be enormous. But of course, in your case, there was alternative media, but the mainstream media barely touched it. I mean, Chicago Tribune was about as big as it got, right?
The mainstream media is fully in the tank of the homosexual activist lobby. And remember, though, Pete, the verse I read, John 14, 16, and 17, remember the part that it says the world literally cannot receive the Spirit of Truth. They have scales over their eyes. They are blinded to truth. They do not, if they do not have the Holy Spirit, they do not have truth, Pete.
Matt, I want you to comment on one lie we only have limited time, and that is Joe Jervis's claim that this academy is, I'm not going to use the words again, he said, to properly hate, and then he uses two slurs for homosexuals, and foster violent crimes. He said the purpose is foster violent crimes against them.
Well, that's the narrative. That you know, even people like Kevin Jennings, they use this bullying and preventing, creating safe zones and bullying and of course saying that speaking the truth about sexual sin leads to violence. It's unconscionable that they would stoop that low, but yet they do.
But that's an important part, because they want to ultimately use that. Ultimately, I believe many homosexual activists will use that to criminalize speech against homosexuals.
Yeah. That's what they're doing in Europe and Canada and abroad, literally throwing people in jail for speaking the truth about homosexual sin, about sexual sin. And that's what, you know, Heifel-Blum, President Obama's appointment to the EEOC, a radical lesbian sexual anarchist who was a proponent of polyamorous and polygamy, polygamous marriages and polyamorous marriages, any combination of male, female, as many as you want involved in this communal marriage kind of thing. She has called it a zero-sum game, meaning that the traditional values, Christian morals, Christian morality, Christianity, and the secular humanist postmodern notion of gay rights cannot coexist in harmony. It's a zero-sum game. Somebody has to lose. And in this instance, we see more and more that it is Christians who are losing. But, you know, you mentioned my situation. Scripture tells us that that God uses that which is intended for evil for good, and all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. And the best thing that ever happened to me was the persecution which I experienced for, again, you know, writing an article on my own time, on my home computer, having nothing to do with my former employer whatsoever. We sued. By the grace of God, the lawsuit was settled out of court. But the Lord took that, what was intended for evil, used it for good. And I want to encourage everyone listening right now that if you stand for truth, if you speak truth in love, God will use it for good. You may suffer some short-term persecution, but ultimately you will be tremendously blessed.
Yes, you will. And we are called to speak truth as believers. And so, you know, we have to follow what our conscience says and not worry about the reaction. And Matt Barber is a stellar example of that. You're listening to the Americans for Truth Hour. We're talking about the Americans for Truth Academy, which is August 5th to 7th in Carroll Stream, Illinois. We'll be back in a minute. Well, hello, everyone. You're listening to the Americans for Truth Hour. We're in our final segment of part two of our interview with Matt Barber, who is the author of The Right Hook, From the Ring to the Culture War. Matt is a wonderful culture warrior. He's non-apologetic. He doesn't feel guilty about standing for truth in the culture war against the forces of evil, the organized sin movement known as the gay rights movement. And we're talking about the Americans for Truth Academy. And I want to make a pitch for donations to Americans for Truth here, because whether you attend the Academy, which is August 5th to 7th in Carroll Stream outside of Chicago, or sponsor a young person to come, we need gifts to Americans for Truth. This project will cost tens of thousands of dollars to put on. It's ongoing. This will not just be a one-time event. We hope to ultimately take this academy on the road. We want to educate young people especially, but all Americans, on this issue. And one of the reasons, Matt, that I decided to do this was I saw that there's a lot of people who've given up in this culture war. They sort of think, wow, it can't be won. And yet we know that the truth is the truth, and it will always remain the truth. And we need to train people, new generations, to fight for decades to come, just as in the battle for life on abortion or the battle against pornography. These are not issues that we just decide to do for our own sake. This is the truth we're standing for. And so a gift to Americans for Truth, and you can specify it that it's for the Americans for Truth Academy, is tax deductible. We need donations so that this project can go on and we can educate young people to stand for decades to come on this issue.
Yeah, well, Pete, you know, this is such an important project. You're absolutely right. And you can gauge your effectiveness and in your advocacy in large part based upon how much you are hated and how much the left and the secular progressives and postmodern, you know, neo-Marxists, the radical left and these homosexual activists, they respond to you daily. I mean, you have wonderful, large, well-funded organizations like Focus on the Family, like the Family Research Council, that are doing tremendous work. But you literally, with a very limited staff, you and Americans for Truth, Pete, you get a reaction from the homosexual activist lobby that really is comparable to the reaction that these huge multi-million dollar pro-family organizations receive. And it's because you are speaking truth unapologetically. People are starved. They are sick and tired of this mealy-mouthed approach. And Scripture talks about, you know, being the lukewarm Christian, and you will be spewed out of the mouth. The Holy Spirit will spew the lukewarm Christian, out of its mouth. We should not be lukewarm and shirk away from speaking truth. In your organizations, Americans for Truth about Homosexuality, and especially, boy, just since just yesterday, you're announcing the Americans for Truth Academy. The reaction has been incredible from the other side, the negative reaction. Well, you know that you're doing that much good. The amount of good you're doing is commensurate with the negative response you're getting from purveyors of evil.
And Matt, we really do want to ground young people in truth, and there's so many myths. But the young people of today, even a lot of Christians, they do feel guilty. They don't even they've bought the lie of orientation, I think. They've bought the lie that people are inherently gay, and there's really not a lot they can do about it. And so, gosh, can we really judge them? Or, they're swimming in deceit on this issue.
Well, that's right. The homosexual activist lobby has done a masterful job of setting the debate, setting the narrative, co-opting the language of the genuine and noble civil rights movement and applying it to their sin movement and applying these changeable sexual perversions, applying those and comparing those to immutable neutral qualities such as skin color. And it's really, for any thinking person who sits down and looks at it from a logical standpoint, it's absurd, but lies in the world, lies have a way of taking root, and the way to cut through lies, even with limited resources, as Americans for Truth has, just 1 ounce of truth can cut through an ocean of lies, and I guess that's a metaphor for what you're doing with Americans for Truth.
And Matt, there are real life consequences. I mean, we are in it right now. Liberals, mainly Democrats, and on the Hill, and the homosexual activist lobby are actually lobbying the Food and Drug Administration to open up the blood supply to donations from men who have sex with men.
This is unbelievably irresponsible and dangerous and unconscionable that groups like the Human Rights Campaign and the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force and even leftists, in positions of power and authority in government, that they would, it's irrefutable. The FDA has released the statistics that 8,000, a man who has had sex with a man is at a risk 8,000 times more likely to have HIV/AIDS, which does not always show up, and there's a dormant period, and it does not always and cannot always. There is no doubt that an untold number of individuals, if this ban on blood given by men who have sex with men, if this ban is lifted, based on the statistics that the CDC and the FDA put out, there is no doubt that there will be casualties, innocent people contracting disease from tainted blood. And this is, they don't allow intravenous drug users to give blood either. It's not because they hate them. It's because of the behavior they're engaged in. If you're engaged in high-risk behaviors that increase your chances of contracting communicable disease, how can any government be so blinded, and any activist be so blinded, that they would be willing to place innocent women and children and men at risk and taint the blood supply, as is the science has established. It's just, it boggles the mind to think that we're even having this conversation. But right now, as we speak, they are having hearings talking about lifting the ban on potentially, even in many cases, undoubtedly tainted blood, and placing people at risk. It is just unbelievable. But
yeah, you want to go to the extra mile to be careful with the blood supply. We know that there is a disease risk with homosexual, especially homosexual men. The practices that they engage in are unhealthy. They're unhygienic. We don't have to go into details. They're actually revolting. But for that reason, they spread disease. We want to take go the extra mile in protecting the blood supply. And yet here we see politics driving the discussion, the so-called discrimination against gays driving that discussion.
That's this notion of tolerance of everything. No, you don't tolerate everything. We don't tolerate sin. We don't judge people, but let's not we be judged, because we are all sinners. But certainly we judge behavior, and we judge sinful behavior, and we are to hate sinful behavior. But this is, I've talked about this before, political correctness
20 seconds, Matt.
Is a barrier to truth. In the interest of furthering political correctness, the homosexual activist lobby would literally place everyone listening right now at risk. It's unbelievable.
Yes, it is, and yet this is the world we live in, and the homosexual activist movement is very powerful. Matt, thanks so much for joining us in the interview.
Pleasure as always, Pete.
And we've been talking with Matt Barber, who is the author of the Right Hook book, From the Ring to the Culture War. I'm with the Americans for Truth about homosexuality. Go to our website, AmericansForTruth.org. That's AmericansForTruth.org. And learn about this AFTA Academy, which is August 5th to 7th. Matt will be one of our speakers. The AFTA Academy is designed to teach youth and old people alike about the facts about homosexual behavior, why homosexual behavior is wrong. From a biblical perspective, we have some of the leading authorities in this area from a pro-family perspective. And also make a donation to Americans for Truth, because we need it to put this academy on. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
This was the Americans for Truth Hour with your host, Peter LaBarbera. Tune in Saturdays at 11 p.m. to hear compelling interviews with everyday heroes on the front lines of the culture war, people who put faith and truth above the lies of political correctness. Stay informed and engaged on the issues of life, marriage, and the God-ordained family. Please stand with them as they work to make America, in the words of President Ronald Reagan, a shining city on the hill. And once again, one nation under God. The Americans for Truth Hour, Saturdays at 11 p.m. on AM 1160.